The most produced play in American theaters this season is Clydes, a comedy by the two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, Clydes is now coming to the Arden Theater in Philadelphia, and local sandwich shops are taking notice.
Clydes is set in a somewhat dingy truck stop cafe where all the employees were formerly incarcerated. When they get together, they don't talk about prison, they talk about sandwiches.
Crisp baguette, barbecue pork, cilantro, diced sweet potatoes, sprinkle of lime, and hold for it. Oh. Horseradish!
Yes! If only we had the right ingredients. We could change the world if only we had the right ingredients.
Director Malika Oyateman said these characters are committed to inventing the perfect sandwich.
Can we be more than the quote-unquote ex-cons that other people think we are? Can we serve something that makes people really, really happy? When they all kind of get on board with that idea, then their war stories, quote-unquote, come out. Then they get a little bit of healing.
For the run of Clydes, the Arden Theater asked sandwich shops in its Old City neighborhood to offer their own take on the Clydes sandwich.
Okay.
The head chef at 3J's Cafe at Market and Third, Alex Lopez, visited the theater to help actors hone their knife skills, and he said playwright Lynn Nottage got it right, even if he couldn't remember her name.
I mean, whoever wrote the script seems to have at least a decent understanding of how flavor works. A lot of the sandwiches that they kind of describe throughout the play, most of them sound quite good.
Taking cues from Clydes, Lopez created his own stack of marinated chicken, roasted garlic mayo, arugula, pepper jack, avocado, and his own pickled tomatoes. The experience has inspired him to expand 3J's breakfast menu to include lunch. Clydes opens on Wednesday and runs until March 5th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY
NPR
News.